Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Engage.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. This is Pastor Danielle Brown, Senior Pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. We are absolutely elated that you are worshiping with us today. Listen, if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on all of your social media pages so that everyone knows that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, we're glad that you're here too. And we ask that you would take this moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. Share this broadcast with all of your network and then tag all of your friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the Shiloh experience, which begins now.
Good morning, Shiloh. I said good morning, Shiloh. Whether you're joining us here in the sanctuary or online, we are elated that God brought you to us. So let us rejoice together.
May we please close our eyes so we can pray. For waking us up this morning. God, thank you for protecting people who are having a hard time last year. And thank you for letting us pray you and back. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Come on, let's bless the Lord for our young people this morning. Anybody came to bless the Lord? Come on, anybody came to lift him up? Stand on your feet all over the building as we worship together. Hallelujah. And we declare. I will
bless the Lord.
sin. Lord, you're worthy of the glory and the honor. Hallelujah, you say.
Lord, you're worthy
of the glory,
of the glory
and the honor.
And the honor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you're worthy.
Lord, you're worthy.
We bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. How great is our God. He is truly worthy. Hey, God, we love you. On this morning, we lift him up. We give him glory. We declare that he is righteous and there is none that can compare to how great he is. Bless your name, Jesus. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Come on, let's all sing it together as one choir. How great.
How great.
Everybody say.
Is our God.
Sing with me.
Sing with me. How great. Is our God.
And all will see.
And all will see.
Oh, how great.
How great.
Oh.
Is our God.
Yeah.
How great
is our God? repeat this. I lift my hand.
I lift my hand.
To give you glory.
To give you glory.
I lift my voice.
I lift my voice.
To give you worship.
To give you worship.
I'll praise you, Lord.
I'll praise you, Lord. Oh, how great!
I said good morning. This is the point in our worship service where we pause to welcome all of our visitors. So if you're here worshiping today with us in the sanctuary, would you please stand and remain standing? And for those of you online, would you please just type something in the comments to acknowledge and let us know who you are and where you are worshiping with us today from? On behalf of the entire Shiloh Youth Ministry, the entire Shiloh family, and our pastor, Reverend Dr. Danielle L. Brown, we welcome you. The ushers will be passing out visitors' cards, and we just ask you to fill out the bottom portion and rip it off and just place it in our offering basket when that comes around. And there's a special welcome to any of the HBCU representatives here today for our college fair after service. We appreciate you for joining us today. We just wanted to give you something sweet from Shiloh to acknowledge your presence, and we are beyond excited that you've decided to come and worship with us today online and in person. This is the place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. Now enjoy the rest of our worship service this morning, and again, thank you for choosing Shiloh. You are always welcome in this place, and we hope to see you back again visiting with us soon. Thank you.
Welcome to Shiloh and happy Black History Month! Check out the announcements for this week.
Join us for a celebration of Black excellence continuing on Sunday, February 20th with our HBCU Sunday and College Fair. All are welcome. Please register your students now. For more information, please contact Minister Brian Johnson at djohnson@shilohplainfield.org. Followed by our Generations Celebration on Sunday, February 27th, we ask that you participate by wearing the color according to your generation. All information will be posted on the church website and our social media. We hope you'll join us for a celebration of generations and everything they have contributed.
Good morning, Shiloh Baptist Church family and friends. It's me, Minister B, your favorite youth minister, and I have a very brief instruction for you. That instruction is, young people, bring your pictures. Bring your pictures to the church office. Bring your pictures to Minister B, because we have a prayer wall specially for you. We want to make sure we're lifting you guys up in prayer, praying over your lives, praying over the ministry that's in you, and praying over all the great things that we know God is going to do in your life. So turn to your left, turn to your right, say, bring your pictures.
Join us every Tuesday for Bible study on Zoom and stream through our website, beginning at 11 a.m. with Deaconess Charlotte Banks, followed by Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. with Pastor Brown. All information will be posted on the church website. Calling all middle school and high schoolers, join us for Friday Night Favor on Friday, February 18th at 7 p.m. with Minister Brian Johnson. For more information, please contact him at bjohnson@shilohplainfield.org. Shiloh members, please join us for an end-of-year church conference on Sunday, February 27th, immediately following the worship service. Join us every Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. for our prayer conference call. Please call 757-841-1415, access code 673-4192. Shiloh family and friends have various ways to contribute tithes and offerings to Shiloh. Giving can be done through mail, through Zelle, by texting the word GIVE to 908-293-7376, giving online, using Givealify, PayPal, or Cash App using the hashtag Shiloh Plainfield. Celebrate the historic pastoral installation of Reverend Dr. Daniel L. Brown as the 10th pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church from March 3rd through the 6th, beginning on Thursday at 7 p.m. with Reverend Dr. John R. Fazen Sr.
I said God's presence is active in our lives and in our cities and in our society and in our culture, not so we can wait for God to do everything. But his presence is there and active and moving and living and vibrant so we can partner with God. And
Friday at 7 p.m. with Dr. Gina Marcia Stewart.
You see, there are some things that you defeat with the help of God. And then there are some things that you outlast with the help of God. I stopped by this morning to tell you that that's my prayer for some of you today, that God would give you the power to outlast your opposition.
Saturday at 10 a.m. for the official service of installation with Bishop Donald Hilliard Jr.
I believe the Bible in how my story ends. I'm not going to end like I feel I'm going to end. I'm going to end with victory. I'm going to end strong. I'm going to end in power. I'm going to end blessed. I'm going to end the overcomer. I'm going to end being the head and not the tail. You got to declare it over yourself.
And on Sunday at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Cynthia L. Hale.
Elected, I'll say to somebody, I'm elect of God. Hallelujah. That's a shouting statement right there. I am the elect of God.
Today is the last day to purchase tickets for the installation reception. Please visit shilohplainfield.org/installation or stop by the church lobby after service. We can't wait to celebrate this joyous occasion with you. That's all for now, Shiloh. Enjoy the worship service.
Praise the Lord, Shiloh. Come on, make some noise in this house. If you're excited to be in the Lord's house one more time, can you just celebrate another day's journey? Is there anybody that came today with thanksgiving in your heart? With just joy. You're just glad to be in the service one more time. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. You're clothed in something like a right mind. Come on, Shiloh, let's celebrate. Our God is a great God. And beside him, there is none other. Beside him, there is none other. Our God is great. Just put your hands together one more time. Look at the person that is seated to the right of you and to the left of you. And just, you have a mask on, so don't, you can't smile. Smiling is kind of a moot point, but just wink your eye. Say, I see you. Nod your head and say, I see you. Shiloh, good morning. Good morning, Shiloh, family and friends, those that are in the sanctuary and those that are joining us online today. I don't know if you have noticed, but I am always so excited to be with you every day. I look forward to Shiloh. I look forward to what is going to happen on Sunday mornings at the Shiloh Baptist Church because you never know. And we are such a great church that every week we're getting thank you cards and thank you notes from our members and friends because, Shiloh, you are so good at being the church. Can you put your hands together for yourselves? You're so good at being the church. And so this week, we have thank you notes from Sister Chanel McDaniel and her family, as well as Sister Peggy Smith and her family. And so we are just grateful, and I am so proud to be your pastor, because every day we are getting word of your kindness and the way. You know, that's what makes churches grow. You know, that's the stuff that grows the kingdom and establishes the kingdom here in the earth, is when Christians act like Christians beyond Sunday morning. Shiloh, you got it. Type that in the comments online. Say, Shiloh got it. Shiloh got it. And we're so excited just about everything that's happening. Next Sunday is our generation celebration. Have you all enjoyed this month-long celebration of Black excellence? And we said it, Sydney, we said it early on, that we celebrate Black excellence 365 days a year. But since the government designated February as Black History Month, we just decided to amp it up a little more. And so we started out on the first Sunday with our Black Business Expo. That was outstanding. Last Sunday, Divine Nine Sunday, that was outstanding. And today is our HBCU Day, Sunday. And so we celebrate. We have thanked all of the chair people. Where is Minister Brian? Stand up, Minister B. Minister Brian is our, he is our youth minister. And all of these things, I had these conversations. I started on the first Sunday in October, and maybe 2 weeks later, I had conversations about what February would look like with the chair people. And they have pulled together some amazing feats in really less than 3 months. And so can we celebrate them? But Minister Brian has pulled together, and all week, he's saying, Pastor, somebody called and their representative tested positive for COVID. And these folks called and they said that they'll be, we understand that there's a pandemic going on. And we understand that there's some things that we have to be flexible with because of that. But even still, Minister Brian and his team have coordinated an outstanding college fair. And that is to be celebrated. And I want you to know, stand up. We didn't say sit down. I want you to know that we, your church, we are proud of you. We're proud of you. Come on, Shiloh. We are proud of you. We're proud of you. Because not only did he do that, But you know, the first wave of our re-engagement was youth ministry. And every time those children gather, there's more and more of them. Minister Brian led that. And not only did he do all of that, but can I tell y'all something else? You don't mind if I brag on Minister Brian for a moment, right? Was that a 4.0 that you sent me this semester? So he works full time. Yeah. He's leading the youth ministry. Yeah. He serves in every way, whatever way Shiloh needs, Minister Brian shows up. He's an amazing husband to Minister Tykesha and dad to those babies. And he got a 4.0 in school himself this semester. It's all right. I just think that every now and then we need to pause and brag on our own. Every now and then we need to pause and let folks know that we celebrate them and that we see them. Look at your neighbor and say, I see you. I see you. I see you. And Minister B, we see you. Keep going, bro. Keep going. Keep doing it. What was that? Jesus on the main line? What? Next Sunday is our celebration of Black Excellence Generations Sunday. And so they told me, please, Pastor, tell the people what colors they're supposed to wear. So here I am to let you know. Baby boomers, you'll be in red next Sunday. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Silent generation, you'll be in red next Sunday. Baby boomers, you'll be in blue next Sunday. Where is Generation X? Where's the hip-hop generation? Where is Generation X? Well, you'll be in black. Millennials, are you in church today? Are you online, millennials? Next Sunday, you'll be in orange. Generation Z, where y'all at? Generation Z, our college students, our high school students, Generation Z, you will be in purple. And the babies, Generation A, you'll be in yellow. Y'all don't like yellow? They're like, no, boo, yellow. You'll be in yellow. And so next Sunday, we will be celebrating the contributions of every generation. How many of you know that each generation contributes something, and it's amazing? And so tell a foe, tell a friend, let's get in this place next week for our generation celebration. Our end of year conference, Shiloh, is going to be next Sunday immediately following the worship service. We have some exciting things. We have good news to share with you, some updates to share with you. And so we're asking that all members are in the house next week, not only for Generation Sunday, but stay behind so that we can share in our end of year conference. Is that all right? Listen, as long as we have to have end of year conferences, guess what that means, Sora Bev? It means that the church is still alive, that there's still something to tell, and I'm glad about that. Amen? I want to share this because, Shiloh, we need your help. We need your assistance. Well, I'll say this first before I say what we need your assistance with. There's a scam going on. And I want to just reiterate this. We've kind of posted it on all of our social media sites and all of that. But there are several churches in our area that a scam has been going on where text messages have gone out to members of those churches or people who are affiliated with those churches and pretending to be the pastor of those churches. Understand this. I don't have a 973 number, and so I'm not going to tell you what my number is, but I will tell you this. If you get a text message that says it's from me and it's a 973 number, it's not me. It is the scam. We also want you to know that we have to protect our seniors. Make sure that all of the seniors in your life, the more seasoned saints, are aware of these kind of scams that will play on their kind hearts. Another thing about Shiloh is that we are an amazing institution. We have processes in place. And so anything that Shiloh needs for Shiloh members, we would not just send out random text messages asking members to purchase things or anything like that. We have an office manager, an office assistant. How many of you know we're first class? Look at your neighbor and say, Shiloh is first class. And so if we ever do need those things, Sister Rosita or Miss Marlene would be the first ones to get the message, and we would not do it randomly by text message. But everyone, can you promise, if you're with me on this, can you promise to make sure that you share the word with all of the people in your circle and your connection so that no one gets scammed out of money? Not just this scam. But let your parents and grandparents know, don't give financial information over the phone, right? Even if they're offering you miracle prayer water and all of those things, don't give your financial information over the phone. If they call and say that they are the IRS, they're not telling you the truth. We've got to make sure that everyone is covered and protected. Can y'all make sure that everybody... is that, and then spread the word. Pastor Brown is not sending out text messages asking anybody to buy Apple gift cards. Are we clear? If you heard me, raise your hand just so that I know. Okay. All right. It's a scam. Don't fall for it. Now, here's what we need your help. I don't know how many of you saw online a video went viral this week of a interaction at the Bridgewater Mall. And no action has been taken yet. But I don't know about you, I'm tired of this same story over and over again. A 14-year-old young man, Kai Hussein, got into a fight at the mall. And unfortunately, the police decided to kneel on his back and to put him in handcuffs while the Caucasian-presenting young man was allowed to just sit on a couch. It's unacceptable. We've been around this mountain way too many times. But how many of you know that we have power? Right? We have power. We have influence. We have a voice. And we also have a vote. And so here's what I need you to do, Shiloh. I need you to call the Bridgewater Township Police Department. Their police chief's name is Paul Wayne. I'll give you the phone number if you want to write it down. I got it right here. It's 908-722-4111. And you tell Police Chief Wayne that you're calling from the Shiloh Baptist Church. Let them know that we need action taken for those officers who engaged in racist discrimination and behavior that should be dealt with. We saw the video. I saw the video. I don't want to hear, oh, well, you should wait for more details. What other details? And this does not mean that we are anti-law enforcement. It just means that we want black lives to matter every day, all of them. Right? Not only do we need you to call Paul Wayne, call the acting attorney general for the state of New Jersey. His name is Matthew Platkany. His number is 609-292-4925. Tell him the same thing, that we need action taken. And then we won't stop there, but our friend, Governor Phil Murphy, needs you to call his office too. You want the number, Shiloh? Here it is. It's 609-292-6000. And if you can start making those calls tomorrow morning, first thing, let's bombard them and let them know that we will not just sit by and watch these things continue to happen, but we want action. We want disciplinary action. Something must be done because people of color should be safe to go to the mall. Now, I don't know why they were fighting. We prefer that our kids not fight in the mall. We get that. But you got into a fight in the mall. Anybody in here ever got into a fight with another kid, right? Look, generation, look, that's Generation A over there standing up with both hands. But we want equality, that what's good for one should be good for the other. We don't allow, it's just unacceptable. And we're tired of it. And so, Shiloh, we are a church that will use our voices to speak truth to power. And if they don't listen to the truth we speak, then we'll vote them out. We'll vote another way. Is that all right? We're a truth to power speaking prophetic church, but we're also a voting church. And so let's speak up. You have the phone numbers. If you need them, you can Google them. You can even go online to file a complaint online, but I prefer the phone call. Tie up the phone lines and make sure that they know that we understand and we see them, and it is unacceptable, and we want action. Is that all right? Well, it's giving time at Shiloh Baptist Church. Come on, Shiloh. Band, let's give us some giving music. Listen, we have a new face in the band for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Pablo, wave your hand, Pablo. That's Brother Pablo. And we're glad. Welcome to the team, Brother Pablo. It's giving time. The scripture tells us that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not end. Scripture also tells us that when you bring the whole tithe to the storehouse, that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. And so as you are preparing your tithes, as you're preparing your offerings, if you need an envelope, raise your hand and our ushers will serve you. We have sister up front needs an envelope. Our ushers will serve you. You can also choose one of our many electronic options. We have made giving easy and convenient here at Shiloh. Those of you that are online, join us in giving. We also have another announcement. Come on, our models. We have new Shiloh merchandise. And so you can catch us in the lobby, and you can. We have a limited number of T-shirts and hoodies. You can also pre-order if you don't have your size, or if we sell out before you get out there. These shirts have our theme for the year. Turn it around so we can see. It says re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And the Shiloh logo is on the back. How many of you know we have pride in our church? Do you love Shiloh Baptist Church? If you love Shiloh, stand to your feet. If you love Shiloh, put your hands together. Yeah. I love this church. Let's stretch our gifts toward heaven. Gracious and almighty God, we thank you because all that we have comes from you. It is our delight, Lord God, to give back to you that which you give to us. And we thank you, Lord God, that even when we give back, you give it back to us again, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God, I thank you today for every seed sower. I thank you for every tither. I thank you for those in the sanctuary and those that are online. I pray now that you make your word a reality in their lives and cause testimonies to spring up that giving still makes the difference. We thank you, and we honor you, and we praise you in Jesus' holy and matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Happy birthday, Brother Aaron Brown, and welcome to worship again at Shiloh. You are now under the direction of our ushers.
Hallelujah!
Elijah, where you at, Elijah? Did you give us bass? That's Pablo, y'all. Come on, David Jobert. I wouldn't go to a church that wasn't fun. I'm glad that y'all don't. I'm glad y'all go to a church that's fun. Wendell Woods. Where's Wendell Woods? On the keys. All right, David Nelson. Blow your horn. Blow the horn. Put your hands together for our band. And now, David Cozart III. But hold on, David. This is the time and why we're standing up here. We're up here because it's time for the HBCU roll call. And so David Cozart is gonna shift gears a little bit, and he's gonna take it to the yard.
All right.
It's halftime at the football game. You got us, David? It's halftime at the football game. Any HBCU grads in the house, get up on your feet.
Put your hands up. Come on, stand up on your feet.
It's halftime.
Any HBCU grads, stand up on your feet. Black fist in the air.
Come on, throw your hands in the air. Wave them like you just don't care. It's HBCU Sunday at the Shiloh Baptist Church.
Yeah. Represent your school.
Come on, do it this way. Right and left. Right and left. Right and left.
Right.
Do.
That'll work. That'll work. That'll work.
Show them how it's done, my lucky.
That'll work. That'll work. Somebody help them up. Help them up.
All right. Now, this is what we need you to do. If you are representing an HBCU today, we just want you to come to the front of the church. Just come right up here. Come on down.
Come on down.
It's HBCU roll call. Come on, Tuskegee.
Hey, Florida.
Come on,
I know
I saw.
Hey.
Come on.
Just come right here. Face the congregation.
Come on.
But make sure you move a little bit.
And turn around.
We're celebrating.
All right.
Turn around and face the congregation. Brother Cliff.
Oh, look at him. Look at him.
Wow. Akira. Wow. Woo.
All right. We'll start on this end.
Okay.
And here's how it's going to work. As loud as you
can. All this black excellence.
We want you to call out the HBCU. One at a time, though, not all together. that you're representing. And we're going to go down the line. We'll start on this end. Matter of fact, I'll start with the greatest. The fountain that was established that all may come to drink. The Virginia State University in Petersburg, Virginia. He's gonna dance. I say, call your school. Come on, Joy Light. What school are you representing? Bennett College in the house.
VSU. VSU is in the house. Morgan State is in the building.
Hampton University. Hey!
Wow. Delaware State is in the sanctuary this morning. And Morgan State is in the building this morning.
Tuskegee University.
Deacon S. Thompson is representing Shaw University is in the building.
CIAA is in the house.
Hampton University again in the house.
Mo Lucky, where you at? North Carolina Central is in the building this morning.
Clark Atlanta, you put your hand up.
Oh, okay. Got more Tuskegee University in the house today. My good friend from Lincoln Gardens here, Brother Clifford Holmes, represent North Carolina A&T.
For all the Aggies in the house, make some noise.
Allen University in the house.
Sister Phyllis Frank said she don't care about all that. She represent King University this morning.
Virginia State University, another
alumna. All the way up 95 from Lawrenceville, Virginia, St. Paul's College.
Norfolk State University in the house.
Norfolk State.
Now, my wife will let me call this woman the prettiest woman in the building. St. Flora representing Cheney State. In the house.
Joseph C. Smith in the house.
J.C. Charlotte, North Carolina, Johnson C. Smith.
I got another Morgan Stater in the building today. Trustee Tanya McNeil. University of Arkansas Pine Bluff is in the sanctuary this morning. Put your hands up in the back. Trustee McPherson said, don't forget FAMU.
FAMU
is in the house today. Benedict College is here, pretty in pink, representing today.
Virginia Union and Meharry University.
The University of West Virginia is in the house today. This brother too big. I'm gonna let him say where he from himself.
Delaware State Skinhead Hornets.
Alabama Bulldogs, Alabama A&M in the house.
Micaiah Lucky represents Spelman along with Sister Taylor Penn. And Sister Wanda, who will beat me up in the parking lot if I don't let her, y'all know she from Spelman as well. Amen. I love you. Don't fight me. Sister Linda Hines representing Bennett from Greensville, North Carolina. Greensboro, North Carolina. It's a Greensville, it's a Greensboro, everything green in North Carolina.
Virginia State on this end. Hey!
my sister, new member of the Shiloh Baptist Church. Akira is representing Clark, Atlanta, in the house.
AUC, make some noise.
Hampton and Howard University in the house. Florida Memorial University in the house. The only place that produces
Andre Ferguson says he begs to differ because he says that Morehouse is the only school that presents productive people. So DeAndre is representing Morehouse and the house today.
And I represent not only one of the oldest, but the largest HBCU, North Carolina A&T State University, Bulldog, Aggie Pride.
Y'all can do better than that. Put your hands together for all these beautiful black educated people. To God be the glory. Amen. I always wanted to do that. Do that one more time. Play it a little bit. I was off beat. One more time. Amen. Thank you. I always wanted to do that. Love you, David. Thank you. Listen, after this service, this worship experience, first of all, are you having a grand time in God this morning? Praise be to God. So after this, we'll be transitioning. The time says 11 a.m. We'll be transitioning to our college fair portion of this worship experience. And right outside in the vestibule there, to the left, when you exit the sanctuary, is our Cultural Arts Center. There is a registration table there. There's two tables. For those of you who pre-registered, there's one table. For my students, you go there, you give your name, we'll give you a bag, and they'll give you some instructions to move forward into the Cultural Arts Center or upstairs to the financial aid presentation. And we also have some virtual presentations that will take place in the two classrooms back there, and ushers. Ushers will be present to give you guidance. Then the other table is for those of you who did not register. We're grateful and glad to have you, and so glad that you came. But we want to get your information because we want to get some feedback, and more importantly, we want to invite you back here to worship with us in spirit and truth at the Shiloh Baptist Church. So I have this lime green, light green hoodie on, so that makes it easy to find me. I'll also be back in the hallway. But remember, after service, we want to start promptly at 11 a.m. To the left. Make your entrance towards the Cultural Arts Center so we can begin to share all this great information. And our prayer, especially for you young people, is that you would be encouraged, that you would get the information you need, both financially and seeing what these HBCUs have to offer, so you can further your education and be catapulted to being everything that God will want you to be. Come on, can we put our hands together and give God praise for everything God is doing in the Shiloh Baptist Church? Now we will receive Mr. Vincent Walker in the sermonic selection.
Come on, put your hands together, everybody. Shiloh, you can do better than that. We serve a great church. Is Shiloh a good church? A great church? Are you happy to be a part of the Shiloh family? Are you happy to be a part of something that is great and live and well? Are you happy to be a part of something that is celebrating generations and celebrating each generation? Are you happy to celebrate life and life more abundantly? Are you happy that we have a pastor that cares about our lives every week? Are you happy that we have an assistant pastor that cares about our lives? Are we happy we have a youth minister that cares about your children? Are you happy that you have a music ministry that serves you every week? Are you happy that you have the mother's boys that's praying and the deacons? Are you happy? I need somebody to put their hands together like you are happy and you know it. Clap your hands. there's a song that I want to believe that it's probably everybody's testimony in this place. Whether you believe it or not, I believe this song that we're going to minister is really a sentiment of my life and your testimony as well. Because, you know, he didn't have to do it, but he did. And he gave his life for us. And he sacrificed his life for us. And I want to be able to just to allow the choir and the singers to sing it with me. You'll probably know the song, but this is my personal testimony here. And I'm sure it's your testimony as well here. Can you just listen to the words? And if you know the song, you can help me sing it. In the mighty name of Jesus. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I love. You thought I was worth saving, so you came,
so you came and changed my life.
You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up,
so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for,
so you sacrificed.
So you sacrificed your life.
So I can be free.
So I can be free.
Yeah.
So I can be whole. So I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving.
So you came.
So you came to change my life.
Worth saving.
Say that, say that, say that.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth. Somebody to worship God with me in this place. He didn't have to do it, but he did. But he did. Because he gave a life, he can take a life. And he did not take my life, even when he knew I was going to fall and fail. He still did it because he loves us. Lift your hands in this place and begin to worship your God. Lift your hands in this place and begin to worship your God. Lift your hands in this place and begin to worship God. Come on, lift your hands in this place. Worship your God. Worship your God. For life. For life. For life. For life. For life. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Let's fill this room with worship. Let's fill this room with worship. Listen, no music. Let's fill this room with worship. Open up your mouths and give God glory in this place. Musicians, lift your hands, musicians. Everybody just worship God. Come on, give him, open your mouth and give him glory. Let's fill this place with worship of gratitude.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Stretch your hands toward heaven. And give God the fruit of your lips. What does that mean? Open your mouth and talk to God. God, I thank you. I thank you that when people said I was nothing, you thought I was worth saving. God, I thank you that when I didn't think much of my own self, you thought I was worth saving. That with all of my faults, with all my stuff, with my disappointments, you thought that I was worth saving. Come on, Shiloh, can we just stretch our hands toward heaven and tell God, thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for not trashing me. Thank you, Lord God, for not giving up on me. Thank you for another day, another opportunity. Thank you, Lord God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You thought I was worth saving. You thought I was worth saving. Me. I need some people in the house who know your story and know that there's some parts of your story that people might look a little crazy about. There's some things in your journey that folks may be a little turned off from, but God, in his infinite love and wisdom, thought you, thought you let's let that marinate just for about 30 more seconds. You, and you know, part of that saving is not just so that you can exist, but Brother Vincent, he saved us so that we could thrive. can I just give you scripture real quick? It's not even the scripture I'm preaching today, Sordon, but here it is. Jesus came that we might have life. Right? And not just life, but scripture says, and that more abundantly. And so whatever it is that you think you are or that you think you are not, whatever things you think disqualify you from the goodness of God, thank you, Brother Vincent, for that song selection today, because here's what we serve notice to you today. None of it matters to God. That if he saved you and that you live to this day, if he saved you and let you live to this day, it means that there's not just life for you, but my brothers and my sisters, there's abundance for you. And maybe the people online are more excited than those of us in the sanctuary, but get this too, and nothing can stop God. No one can stop God. It is written in scripture, Deacon Hand. And there's no condition. It doesn't say that you have to come from this family line. It doesn't say, you know, the lines in Queen Latifah about this big, about this tall, about this. No, it doesn't say any of that. There's no category for this. It's that God is God. That's it. It's that God is God. And so because God is God, you are worth it. Gracious and almighty God, we thank you so much for seeing every detail of our lives and still thinking that we were worth saving. Knowing, Lord God, like Brother Vincent said, that we would fail. Knowing on the front end that we would have some weaknesses. Knowing on the front end that we would make some mistakes. You still got on Calvary's cross. You could have come down to save yourself, but you thought we were worth saving. Your story could have been different, but God, you thought that we were worth saving. You thought that we were to die for, even, and you did that. And every day of our lives, you keep calling us closer and closer to you with all our stuff, all our baggage, our strengths, our weaknesses. You still keep saying, come closer. And for that, God, we are so grateful. And so on this day, Lord God, in our worship, we've taken a step closer. This day, Lord God, with the lifting of our hands, we've stepped a little closer. This day, Lord God, with the singing of songs, we've stepped a little closer. With the listening to this word, I pray that your people would not suffer because of the humanity of this vessel. But God, I pray that even in this preached word, something is said that causes them to step closer. Sanctify this preaching moment, make it your own. To the end that all of your people know the power of your love, that all of your people leave this place edified, encouraged, empowered, and excited to run on and do your work in ways that will turn this world upside down, and not for any glory of our own, but for the glory of the one who was and is to come. And his name is Jesus, and it's in that name that we do pray. And let all God's people say amen. Amen. If you're with us virtually, type amen in those comments. We thank God for all of our online viewers. We saw you out there, Simone and Tawana, Stephanie and Virginia. We have a member, Brother Simon, who has joined Shiloh. He's in Saudi Arabia. and he's connected. And so in the next several weeks, we'll be coordinating an online right hand of fellowship because times are changing. And so we are establishing our virtual fellowship and ministry, our VFAM. So there's those of us that are here, but then there are those of us that are in lands abroad that still need a church family. And so we welcome Brother Simon, and we know Sister Shirley is out there, and Teresa and Janelle. We are just elated that everyone is here. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the 124th Psalm. Thank you, Music Ministry, Brother Vincent and Sister Tina. See, this is what I love. Sometimes gifted people don't feel. Are y'all with me? Then when you can sing and you do things well, you just kind of come and do it and you go on. Brother Jarrell, you know, you've been around church a while. I can always appreciate when someone who's done this a long time and does it well still feels. In fact, we don't want to sing or preach anything that does not first touch us. Shiloh, we're in a good place. The 124th Psalm reads this way: if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us, the stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. This is the word of the Lord. Say it with me together. Thanks be to God. Elder Good, Councilman, it is so good to have you with us today. It's good to see you, sir. You know, life happens so fast. Not that time is going by any faster than it always has. There's still 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day and 7 full days in a week. Yet life seems to be happening faster and faster. I was just thinking the other day that March is right around the corner. I feel like we just crossed over into the new year, and yet here we are, 2 weeks away from the month of March. Life is happening fast. Perhaps all of this can be due to culture's addiction to speed. We have high-speed internet. We watch our favorite television shows. We watch them on demand. I know that y'all already saw the whole season of Ozark because you watched it in one day. You binge-watched Sweet Magnolias, and you already watched, before you came to church, Power, Book 3. I think it's Book 3. Tommy's story is at Book 3. We don't know what's going to happen with Tariq, but we know that now we're hearing Tommy's story. And some of y'all, before you talked to God, you went on demand, and you watched today's episode of Power. They don't even give credits when you watch shows on regular television anymore. You look up, and the next show is already on the screen, and you can watch the show before it airs throughout the day on demand for speed and convenience. Does anybody recognize that life happens fast? I mean, we live in a culture that quickly pushes us on to the next thing, even before we have finished the first thing. Women give birth to babies, and it seems as soon as the baby is cleaned off good, the hospital is wheeling you to the door. They even have expedited college programs. You can get a 4-year degree in 18 months fast. And even when the tragedies of life occur, we can't grieve well or journey well because we've got to get back to work. We've got to get back to business, back in the flow of this fast-paced world. Because certainly if everything is moving at lightning speed, staying out too long will find us missing too much. And just about every single day, I get an alert from my Starbucks app suggesting that I should order and pay before I get there to avoid waiting in line to make my experience what? Faster. But the app can't take my tall medicine ball with 4 pumps of honey and 1 pump of peppermint with half water, half steamed lemonade, quite like the actual barista can. I mean, life happens so fast. everything happening at breakneck speed. But guess what, Shiloh? When you're moving too fast, you tend to miss a whole lot. When you're moving real fast, you don't get an opportunity to really experience or appreciate the many moments that life has to offer. You can't really settle in and inhale and exhale or process or live in the moment without the next moment being forced upon you. And while culture demands that we speed up, we make it a point to be intentional about taking moments to slow down. And I'm not saying be lazy. I'm not telling you not to keep up with the things that need keeping up with. But what I am saying is that we must be countercultural in the sense that we take a moment to experience life because you only get one. Somebody shout YOLO. Y'all type it in the comments too. And when you slow down and you experience life, you have time for reflection. And when you take time for reflection, you get a revelation. You know, all month long, we're preaching on worship. And we said that worship is expressed feeling. Right? Worship is humanity's response to God, that it is our response to all of who God is. But when we are moving too fast, we miss opportunities to worship because we miss opportunities to experience God. So what do I mean by this revelation? What is this revelation? Well, the revelation that we get when we slow down is a revelation about how blessed we really are. And what do I mean by blessed? I mean, if you just slow down and take a moment in retrospect, you get the revelation that God has been present and active more than you have recognized. Life might not be perfect, and you may have had some hard hits and tough trials to navigate through, but if you would just pause for a few moments in retrospect, you will find that through the storms and the rain, through the heartache and the pain, in the high moments and the victories you've won, the tragedies that were blocked, the good folks who left you and the ones who stayed, that God was there the entire time. God was there pushing and protecting and saving and directing the traffic of your life. But when we are moving so fast all the time, it's easy to miss him. And in our passage today, the 124th Psalm, David takes just that. He takes a moment in retrospect. And when he does, he gets a revelation. He contemplates the not so distant past. He looks back over some events in his life and along the journey of Israel. And when he does, the first thing that he comes to realize is this: if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side. There's something about that retrospect that reveals to you some things that moving fast has blinded us of. And so David, the king and the psalmist, the man after God's own heart, takes Israel down memory lane to say this: not just me, but for all of us. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, shout it out, say our side. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, he goes on to say, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. David knew this all so well. He knew what it was like for someone to rise up against him and to turn their wrath toward him. I'll give you some examples. Saul's anger was kindled against him. His own son Absalom's anger was kindled against him. Many, a king of an opposing nation, and his own wife, Michal, and more. The reality is this: that every one of those enemies, Diana and frenemies too, had the power and ability to destroy Israel. They had the power and the ability to destroy David, but they didn't. Can you just say that? Can you say it with me? Don't leave me. But they didn't. But they didn't. Type that in the comments online. But they didn't. And in David's retrospection, he realizes that it has everything to do with the fact that the Lord was on his side. And the same goes for us. I wonder, is there anybody in here today who's had some enemies come in like a flood? Some people who are in your circle and outside of your circle who had the tools to destroy you, but they didn't. And in retrospect, fact, you got the revelation that it was not because they couldn't, because they could, but it was simply because the Lord was on your side. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord was not on their side or that the Lord was against them, but all I'm saying is this, that the Lord was with you. And so the selfies didn't come out. The video didn't leak on the internet. The things that you said, the text chat, the screenshots did not come out, and not because the Lord was against them, but can anybody give a praise because God was with you? And listen, they could have, if you didn't recognize it then, but now in retrospect, you get a revelation that they would have swallowed us up and left nothing behind. And listen, it's not just the things that other people present. But if we would be honest here, we could talk about how life itself carries the potential for some natural disasters. There are some things that happen in this life that are not avoidable. They are not escapable, and we can't explain them either. We can be going along and suddenly there is a diagnosis. We can be just going along and suddenly there is a natural disaster and thousands lose their homes. We can just be going along fine and suddenly a pandemic hits and shuts the whole world down and hundreds of thousands of people are dead, and we still don't even know what part of the pandemic we are in. Are we in the middle? Are we in the beginning? Are we at the end? We don't even know, and it might vary from week to week. We have no idea what is happening with this, so we just keep on wearing our masks and keep on sanitizing our hands because we have no idea. Going along in what is supposed to be a routine traffic stop turns fatal because you're black, and for some reason the police stay afraid of black people. You can be sleeping in your home and then somebody busts the door because they're still serving no-knock warrants. Asleep in your bed, asleep on your couch, they bust through the door, and when you get afraid, they say that they were threatened. And the truth is, your confession of who God is, our positive salvation status, does not exempt us from life's natural disasters. And so David says the waters would have overwhelmed us, the stream would have gone over our soul, and the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Understand this, that there are major disasters, there are major moments in our lives that impact us, but there are also the subtle issues. The subtle things that have the potential to take us out. The not so subtle, there's the not so subtle but severe and raging issues that present themselves. But then there's some things that made some progress when it came to our destruction, and they just happen little by little by little by little. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, the swollen waters, the proud waters, the stuff that happened that impacts us in a negative way, the stuff that occurred and we felt it and we cried and we were hurt and we were angry, and it made some progress at eating away at the fabric of our lives and maybe even our faith in God. That we're not so quick to lift our hands because it feels like nothing can be trusted in life. Where we're not so quick to respond to God. Worship is expressed feeling. Worship is humanity's response to who and how God is. And we're not so quick to worship because we're questioning. Because we've been on the receiving end of proud waters. We've been on the receiving end of some not so subtle, not so proud things, but these subtle things, the comments that people make that stick with us. The things that they say, you're just a little jackleg preacher because you don't have education. Then 10 years later, even with the education, we still feel like we're less than. You'll never be anybody. You got a head just like your daddy, and your daddy wasn't any good. The subtle things, they said it when you were 10 and you're 45 and you're still in the back of your head. You can't have that job because you're a woman. Women, ain't no woman supposed to preach. Oh, well, jingle bell, here we are. And we're not stopping anytime soon. I'll see you same time, same place next week. But it was said, and then 10, 15 years later, that subtle water. Some of us still have some wounds and some scars from raging waters, and we've got some decay, erosion from those subtle waters. But in retrospect, if we take a look back over the past events of life, although those things made some progress, although we have some scars, although we have suffered some broken faith and shed some tears, I keep saying it, you're still here. It made some progress, but Jalen, it could not finish the job. And when you do like David did and take a moment to look back, you get a revelation in retrospect. And what is it? It is this, that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, that you survived because the Lord was on your side, that you can strive because the Lord is still on your side. You are here today because the Lord was on your side. You have not lost your mind, and you will not lose your mind because the Lord is on your side. And in retrospect, it's not because of anything that you could have done for yourself, because we're all pretty much too far gone. But I know that the one and only reason I've survived some of the hell that I've been through, it's because one stronger and more powerful, the master of the times and seasons, was on my side. Shiloh, can you just give a praise right there for the one who was on your side? I mean, is there anybody in worship today who has that testimony? If it had not been for the Lord, come on, if that's you, say it loud right where you are in the sanctuary. You might be in your bedroom, in your kitchen, in the car, or in the office, but shout out loud, if it had not been. If it had not been for the Lord, type it in the comments. If it had not been for the Lord. But then here we go, and I'll get out your way, I promise, I'll get out your way. We have danced, we have wore jeans, we have done all of these crazy things. Go tell all your friends that that's how we do it at Shiloh. Next week we'll dress up. But listen, verse 6, the psalm shifts. After David thinks in retrospect, he pauses to contemplate past events. But then the psalmist declares, I told you we're preaching and teaching on worship, right? But here's what happens, Christina. He takes a moment to pause, and then he comes out of that pause with a declaration. And here's the declaration. Blessed be the Lord. See, there's something about the revelation that comes out of retrospect that will leave you with nothing else to do but bless God. When you slow down for a moment and look back over your life and find the activity of God and discern your own personal progress, sometimes all that you can do is bless the Lord. Sometimes all you can do is fall over the lectern. Sometimes you got to pause the song. When you take a moment and see where you were and where you are right now. Where are my God? I don't know how you did it. I don't know why you did it. People at, if you are in the house today and you're saying, it's a wonder that I made it this far. Every time I look back, I see the activity of God. Now there's some stuff that I wish you would have intervened sooner. There's some things that we all wish we never had to experience. But in retrospect, I got a revelation that even the things I didn't appreciate, God, I bless you because even they made me stronger. Even they made me wiser. I was made stronger by my struggle. In retrospect, David is prompted to bless the Lord who pled his case, the Lord who has been his helper, the Lord who was the cause and executor of his deliverance. David says this, he didn't give us as prey to their teeth. I love the Bible. Y'all should read it more. They didn't give us as prey to their teeth, but our soul has been escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. He says, then the snare is broken and we have escaped, for our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now listen, in retrospect, David's response to all that he knows God did was to worship. David's response to all that he knows that God has done is to bless him. Is there anybody in the house today who can look back over your life and see that God has done some things? Well, if that's you, then I want to encourage you to take your cues from David and bless him. Listen. I want to encourage you today to slow down and catch the revelation out of retrospect. I'm not promising you that tomorrow will be wonderful. I'm not declaring for you a brand new season. But what I am saying is that we all have some blessing of God that is on backlog. There are some things that God has already done, but we've been going through life so fast, we've been going through at such hurried speeds that we have not adequately responded to what God has already done. And so I want to invite you today, even in the midst of grief, even in the midst of sickness, even in the midst of tears, even in the midst of trials, to bless the Lord. Bless him because he delivered you. Bless him because what came to take you out didn't. Bless him for life, for health, and for strength. Bless him for being your help down through the years. Is there anybody in here who can look at your life in retrospect and give God a praise because you've got the revelation that I have so much to thank God for? Well, why don't you do it? Go ahead and take a moment to put your mind on rewind. Go ahead and look in retrospect. And before you ask God to do another thing, take this moment right now to bless him for what he's already done. Can you look in retrospect and get the revelation that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be made glad. Shouting, you might be wondering why I'm saying hallelujah. Well, I just looked in retrospect, and I got the revelation down through the years. God has been good to me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together, for in retrospect I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. This poor girl cried and the Lord heard me and delivered me out of all my troubles. I got a revelation in retrospect that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side when sickness hit my house, where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on our side when financial difficulty hit the nation and the pandemic shut my job down, where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on our side when people got shady, when I made some bad decisions in this life, where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side over 2,000 years ago when humanity was are sinking deep in sin. Why would I be? But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. Why would I be if it had not been for the Lord on our side when they carried him up Calvary's mountain and nailed him to the cross? Where would I be? Where would I be? Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down for a moment. Don't stop, but slow down for a moment. If it had not been for the Lord on our side when he shed his blood and when he died but got up 3 days later, where would we be? Is there anybody in here, anybody out there who has a revelation out of retrospect and you know that the Lord has been on your side? Throw your hands in the air. Tap your neighbor, tap your spouse, knock on the apartment wall and say, this shout is because I got a revelation out of retrospect. Tell somebody, scoot over some, because this shout is not about what I'm asking him to do, but this shout that I'm getting ready to release at 515 and online. This shout is because of what he's already done in my life. If God has done anything for you and you've got a revelation in retrospect that if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, why? Him. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't have joy. I wouldn't have my right mind. Things aren't perfect, but they're better than they would be. I wouldn't be saved, wouldn't be sanctified, wouldn't be filled with the Holy Ghost if it had not been for the Lord on my side. And let's be said it this way. He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He rocked me. With my big old self, he rocked me. He rocked me in the cradle of his arm when he knew I had been battered by the storm. If it had not been for the Lord on my side. If it had not been for the Lord on my side. Come on, Elisha. If it had not been Deacon Davis for the Lord on our side, where? 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 But can I say this, Deacon Hand? I've come to this conclusion. I don't really care where. And you know, I used to think about it a lot, like, where would I be if the Lord didn't save me? And now, today, I can tell you, I really don't care where, because whatever it was, I'm not there. not there. Prison, I'm not there. Low self-esteem, I'm not there. Bad relationship, I'm not there. Busted, disgusted, I'm not there. I'm not there. It doesn't really matter what it was, because here's the assurance, I'm not there. And where God has us all is better than whatever it was, DeMarco. Come on, standing all over the sanctuary. It's time to go. It's time to go. I'm sorry. We got a little excited. I hollered a little too long. It's okay. But I feel this thing. If it had not been, come on, preachers. If you're here today and you're saying, you know, I need to be saved. I'm headed somewhere. But if you're saying today that this God that you all represent has something better for me, something that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, has something that is abundant and is amazing, and it's not contingent upon my strengths or my weaknesses, it's contingent upon His goodness. If you're here and you want to be in relationship with this God, Shiloh family and friends, I want to just invite you. If you're not here and if you're here and you're not saved, this is your opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. Scripture says two things. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, then you're saved. Scripture also says that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's all that it says. And so if you're here and you're saying, I want my life to be made brand new, can you come to the altar now? These leaders are some of the kindest people I've ever met. And they're walking the aisles and they're waiting just for you. If you're here and you want to be saved, man, woman, boy, girl, this is your opportunity. You might be online and you're saying, I want to be saved. Just type it in the comments. And our ministers are online. They're serving you virtually and they'll get right to you if you just type in the comments, I want to be saved. And then here's the second call. If you're here and you want to be a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church, you want to partner with us, you want a church family. Every believer needs a church home. And Shiloh is an amazing one. This is a great time to join the family. The heart of this church is open. We're just waiting for you. Would you come to the altar? You can step out of the aisle and just come forward. We'll be glad to receive you. And then we always say this, not only those that are in the sanctuary, but you might be online. You can call us and let us know that you want to connect with Shiloh. Here's the other thing. If you're in the sanctuary and you're saying, but Pastor Brown, I kind of don't want to take that walk because I don't know these people and I'm nervous. When we dismiss, you can talk to any of these leaders. They're going to wait right here. That's Minister Claudette Lovely Brown. That's Reverend Lewis Slade. This is Minister Morris Lucky. When we dismiss, you can come to any one of them, and they will take you upstairs to the conference room where Deaconess Hand and her team will be waiting to do your intake. But will you join the Shiloh Baptist Church? Shiloh, can you help by turning to your neighbor and asking them, are you a member? Come join my church. Don't even ask them. Just say, come join my church. Say, you sit next to me every week. You sit next to me every week. Come join my church. We'd love to have you be part of the family. Is there one? All right, we're getting ready to go home.
I am still here. It's by the grace of God.
We'll give you a few more moments.
I am still here. It's by the grace of God.
And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with all of you now and forever. And may Almighty God bless each one of you, not just today, but every one of your days. And I pray that this week, God shows you what abundant life really looks like. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Go in peace, Shiloh.
It's by the grace.
Go in joy. Make sure you stop by the wall and take pictures in front of our step and repeat.
I am still here.
Let people know that you had the Shiloh
it's
experience.
By the grace of God. I am still here. It's by the grace of God. Still here, it's by the grace of God.